This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yep, early crowd trickling in here to Comerica Park for a game that is coming up in roughly 4 hours, and we'll have it here on 97.1 The Ticket. It is Game 3 of the American League Division Series. Carson Anderson outside Comerica Park here on 97.1 The Ticket. It's chilly now. It's going to heat up as the day goes on. We're in the shade. There's wind. We're bundled up and ready to go. And let's talk some Tigers with this team coming home 1-1, good shape, and trying to take command of this series. And, Scott, you know, we talk about the most realistic path to winning this thing. The most realistic path goes through Skubal starts and then finding a way to win one of the other three. They lost game one in Cleveland when they didn't have Skubal going, but they got two at home to get at least one of these to get back to Skubal. Of course, if you can win on both, go ahead and just do that.
Well, look, the pitching staff is good enough to get it all done, but you can't win a game unless you score runs. So the offense is going to have to step up. They've scored in one inning in the two games so far, and that's an issue.
Yeah, it is and it isn't. Like, I'm of course you want them to score more. And right now, the eight remaining teams, they have the worst runs per game. The Padres are averaging 6 a game, the Mets 5.67, the Dodgers 4.67, the Yankees 4, Philly 3.67, Cleveland 3.5, Kansas City 2. Detroit's averaging 2.75 runs per game here in the postseason. But you know what that means? Because I kind of think we know who the offense is. I hate to say it, but the evidence is there. If we take this team for what they've shown us, we know what Skubal is, right? We know what the bullpen is. And if we know what the offense is, that means you have to find a way to win games on the margins. And that's where the defense comes in. That's where the defense and the base running. Those are the ways you win games on the margin. And you know what the thing about it is? If you take a look at the base running. In the postseason, Parker Meadows got gunned out trying to get down to second base on a ball that was in the dirt. That was a stolen base attempt after he didn't get the bunt down. That's winning in the margins, is you got to make those plays more often than not. Matt Vierling's the one that got thrown out on a ball in the dirt. Justin Henry Molloy got thrown out trying to get to second. But they're trying to get that extra 90 and win on the margins because they don't have a great offense. Now, if the offense suddenly Riley Green and Cole Keith get hot, great. But in the meantime, the formula they're using, kind of out of necessity, is working because they have been playing good defense, and for the most part, they're getting that extra 90 first to third stuff.
No, they've done a great job with that, and that's been the formula for the second half of the season. But it comes with being an average offense. This team is way below average right now. They have got to produce runs. Even if it's just three a game, it'd be nice to see three. It's the long stretches they've gone through where they don't score that has me concerned a little bit. Now, I'm feeling a little bit better today because it's Cobb on the hill, and it's you know, he could be dynamic, or he could be like, oh my God, I can't believe this guy's actually pitching in a playoff game. You're not really sure what you're going to get. He's right-handed, so that means that the lineup could be heavy left-handed. We'll see who's going to go. I like the chances of getting healthy again offensively. Plus, they're playing back here. They know what it's like here. The backdrop isn't anything new for them or whatever. You know, although it's been over a week since they played a game here, it's nice to know that they are back in friendly confines. They know the gaps. They know the dimensions. They know all the funky angles that are out there. It helps them defensively to play that too. So I think there are some advantages for him. I just like to see it happen offensively.
I'd really like to see that too. The other thing that can happen in a game like this, and it doesn't always happen, but ride the emotions of the crowd here. Ride the waves of the energy of what the people are going to bring today, because I think what the people are going to bring today is going to be epic. And, you can't fabricate starvation. and it's a fan base that is starving for this kind of opportunity. And so you can't, you know, when you've been to the playoffs a whole bunch and you're used to it, you could say, hey, this is going to be special, but it's never nearly as special as when a fan base has been been, you know, this has been taken from us. It's been a decade. It's been 10 years and 4 days since this team has hosted a playoff game. 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls here. Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. And
we do have a starting pitcher.
I know. I was going to get to that in a minute. Tony, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
What you do with all your time.
Hi, Tony.
Gentlemen, good morning. Excuse my raspy voice. I left it down in Houston. This summer, I started out going driving from Saginaw to Detroit when nobody was down there all May because of that incredible starting pitching staff and that bullpen. And, you know, this morphed into going around the country over 20,000 miles on this car. In my latest journey, I took off 3 weeks ago to watch Spencer Schwellenbach from Saginaw pitch for the Braves in Cincinnati. Saw three there. Went over to Baltimore. We got beat 7-1 that night. And as those guys were on that bench and I'm right over that dugout, I said to those young men, you are just learning how to win. And this is like an American League wild card series. Just get out here tomorrow and let's go. And I got to tell you something. It was deafening in there in Baltimore on Saturday night. Foley couldn't get it out. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Zach makes the play. Freaking Trey Sweeney won't let us lose. And then they go on to win on Sunday. So now I go down to Atlanta to see Spencer pitch against the Mets. I'm down there for six games. And I then have to call an audible because the Tigers are clinched. I got tickets both for Baltimore and Houston. I end up in Houston. And I got to tell you, Minute Maid was deafening. Now they got a roof. And then I went up to Cleveland. And I left my voice there, and I just challenged every single Tiger fan in there today to be deafeningly loud. I can't do it. My daughters know how passionate I am about baseball. They're going to be sitting in row 15 while I'm in row 4, right down there in section 129. I'll have a yellow shirt on. I'll be standing up. You take your cues from me, but I need your voices, Detroit. Let's go. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, RFK Jr.
I gotta tell you, yeah. Do you got some tea? Have you tried
some ginger,
tea?
Ginger and tea.
This guy, one of my questions, and there's a lot to unpack there. Who's bankrolling all this? My man has got it made.
He's traveling.
Could you imagine just getting in your car and driving around, going from game to game to game?
I'd like to.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun this time of the year, right?
Yep. That guy is...
taking this rig on the road.
That guy right now is living.
L-I-V-I-N, living.
He is living. Although it sounds like his voice is dead.
Oh, it's gone.
But
shot.
He is living. I saw somebody on Twitch that sounds like Jerry Tarkanian. Yeah, kind of did sound like Jerry Tarkanian.
Got some RFK Jr. He's got a lot of people in there. Some Dick the Bruiser.
I got to be honest. The way this place should be... they should have like a decibel meter, and if you can't yell a certain level, you shouldn't be allowed in the park today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there should be
requirements. You don't want that guy in?
If he can't yell, I get it. He's got the heart for it.
Wow.
He's got the heart for it. Everybody's a part of this effort today. Everybody's a part of this effort today, right?
It takes all of us.
It does. Tigers in Cleveland coming up today, 3:08. We do have a starting pitcher, as Gator mentioned. We'll talk about that next. Plus more of your phone calls and feedback here on Carson Anderson. Open lines outside Comerica Park on 97.1 The Ticket.